Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
milk. Today I went up to the local servo, didn't have any milk. I have to do a negotiation with the wife to see if I can do fitness training and then pop up and buy some milk to get going. It's sort of a strange thing here. You're not surprised sometimes when it's very hot, people don't buy a lot of milk because you can't, it doesn't keep. And so you've got this store, and it has been really hot. The actual official temperature, 47 in the shade, but in the sun, so they have a thermometer, they don't have it in the sunlight. So your, what is it, your thongs melt if you walk on bitumen. The footpaths here are white concrete, because black concrete would be just too hot, I expect. I don't know if everyone's concrete's white. It's really hot. Some of the plants here, the plants have had a big drink, so they don't heat stress, but they don't drought stress. There's water stress, but the little young'un citrus tree, we've got for some reason mad mother-in-law's given us a young citrus tree. It's several years it stayed really about 2 feet high. It's always sort of producing heaps and heaps of new leaves and never actually growing any taller. But this in the 50 degrees heat, the leaves themselves, you can look at the leaf and they're sort of being to curl up there. It's moist stress, but this one, the actual leaves are actually physically burnt off with the heat. Whereas the sort of other, depends how you treat the tree. If you do heaps of watering all the time, it just means the roots are really up the top. And so if you water things haphazardly all the time, the roots go up the top, and then the soil temperature goes up the top, and this carcass. So the actual art is not watering in the day and pouring a bucket. So obviously it moistens the soil, but the water drops down. This entire area up in the Blue Mountain is, in terms of fertility-wise, a desert. So there's actually never ever been anything which is basalt volcanic. It's always been river rock from 30 million years ago. So the actual, this is really sandy soil, and the only fertility is that with which blows in from the rest of Australia, which is eroding. In fact, that's essentially what Australia is. As Antarctica is a huge high continent, Australia is actually a relatively high continent. No mountains, but the centre of Australia is 600 metres tall, and so there's no big hills here, but the whole thing is big, and it's all wind eroding, all this rich soil, and so Australia's blowing, so you've got this constant layer of fertile dust coming down, so which is not much of things to grow off. You're basically a dusting of fertile soil and leaf litter and all that type of stuff. But that dust goes into the ocean, the iron oceans, and creates fairly huge blooms, and this sort of gets mixed into the southern oceans, creating a huge amount of krill and that type of stuff. So it's the southern oceans are sort of brimming with life, purely because Australia is eroding into it and dusting it with iron oxide. It's in fact a huge iron deposit. It's as red as the surfaces of Mars. In fact, they come down, and sort of the joke was when the Viking landers came and they said, looks like the back of my cattle station. That's red type of stuff. It's like it's so fertile there that the whales eat there for 3 months and then don't eat for the other 9 months. The other 9 months they go up. So they're not eating things when they're in their migration. They're not saying, well, I'll swim up here and I'll eat a bit of krill. Well, there's no krill. These are baleen whales. So they've got the krill eaters. And so basically it's a huge fertile soup that they eat down there. But yeah, there is this thing, and also particularly the natives adapted to very low fertility. And so I planted a grevillea, which is sort of like nice looking plant, all these spikes. People are allergic to it. It's on ankle height. So I planted it. It's a bit of a bore, mate, planting one like that. But then someone said, well, you could have put fertilizer, killed it stone dead. In fact, a lot of fertilizer can, it burns. A lot of fertilizer, if you just put the fertilizer in raw or neat, it burns it. Now, this I was walking past the neighbor's house, and they planted a special grass and fertilizer, and it's all dead with the heat. Whereas my stuff, and the other aspect is that I've still got a lot of trees on my property, so there's not the same amount of direct heat coming along. And of course, I have the solar panels, which are in the shade of trees. Unfortunately, I don't mind that so much. It's just tipping along, and of course in the drought conditions you can't really, there's no point in running your pool pump because it your filter fills up with dirt and stops filtering, and you can't backwash it because there's not enough water coming in here. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.